If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7pm.
You're very welcome back to the final part of In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. Now, over the past few weeks, we've been bringing you some of the winners of the Best of Kerry Awards 2022. These, of course, were organised by Radio Kerry and supported by Lee Strand Milk and voted on by you, the listeners to Radio Kerry and users of our social media. And we had a fabulous award ceremony at the Dukas Coltis Centre at the Kerry Sports Academy in Tralee, where the winners of the 17 categories were announced. Well, joining me now this evening is the winner of the Best Beauty Salon Award. That was Expose Beauty Lounge and Hair Studio, and the owner of it, Claire Murphy. Claire, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you very much, Mary.
So, Expose Hair and Beauty, you were named Best Beauty Salon in Kerry at the Best of Kerry Awards. So, well, first of all, massive congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary. We were actually delighted to win. We were so surprised because we were in a category with some of the best in Kerry hair salons and beauty salons, and we were just absolutely delighted. On the night, myself and our manager Aurelia went up to the college for the presentation, and it was just, the way it was organised, it was just fabulous.
Oh, great.
We really enjoyed the evening, and it was great to support the other businesses in Kerry as well. We were delighted for them.
And tell us about Expose Hair and Beauty. You're not just based in Tralee, you also have locations in Kilslin and Fyries.
That's correct, yeah. We opened our salon in Tralee in Mount Hawk in 2008, and then in 2014, the business next door, there was a beauty salon. We bought that and we opened Beauty. So we have hair and beauty all in the one building. So after that then, we saw that there was an opening in the lovely village of Kilslin. So in 2016, we opened Expose Hair and Beauty in Kilslin. And then, would you believe it, in the middle of a pandemic, we opened in Fyries. Everybody thought we were mad, but actually it's proven very popular with the locals in the Fyries, Barnfor, Killarney area. So that was in 2020, and as it turns out, we are having our grand opening on this Friday in Fyries, and we're looking forward to that.
Oh, fantastic. And actually, when you mentioned the pandemic, I think the pandemic, it was really clear to everybody how important a hairdresser and a beauty salon is to people when they weren't able to go.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for those months, years, our clients were, including myself, we were going around with hats on us, and it was low maintenance there for a while. But yes, I think we all appreciated our hairdressers and our beauticians, amongst others, during the pandemic, for sure.
Absolutely. And I suppose hair and beauty, it's an industry that there's always a market, isn't there? You know, it's one of those that it's, I suppose, there's always business there, no matter where you are.
I think there is, yeah. And I think also there's enough in Kerry to go around. Everybody has their favourite beautician and hairdresser that they go to. They're very important.
And this time of the year now, after the summer, I suppose, the buzz of the summer, and you know, plenty of weddings and occasions, I suppose it's a little bit of a quieter time right now, is it, before the mad rush of Christmas again?
Yes, there is actually, Mary. There's a little bit of a lull at the moment, but thankfully it gives us a chance to catch up on training. So a lot of our staff now are training in the new trends. We've got one or two extra staff on board, so we're training them with facials, massage and all that. You know, the quiet times give salons a chance to train their staff and just keep up to date with all the trends and get ready then for the party season, which will be starting maybe in a few weeks' time, the end of November, start of December. Mm. So that will keep us going till Christmas and beyond.
Yeah, and that's something really in the hair and beauty industry, isn't it? That constant upskilling, because there's always new trends, new styles that you need to train up on and be able to provide for your customers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Each year brings something new. I mean, at the moment, say the hair, that what's very popular is there's a 16-week blow dry, which is, you know, fantastic for somebody who's wild hair. They get this done and they have fabulous hair for the 16 weeks. Beauty, there would be, at the moment, there's a big demand for permanent makeup, for permanent brows. This is something that wasn't as big years ago. So there's always something new, and the staff are constantly training and keeping up to date with these.
Mm-hmm. And between the three locations, how many people would you be employing?
We would have about 20-ish between the three salons. We would have a manager, hair and beauty manager, Nick Salon in Tralee. Our hair manager would be Yvonne Savage. Beauty would be Aurelia. And then we have a facial expert, Mary O'Hara, out in Kilflin, and Natasha Curran. And then we have Elaine, and we have Aisling out in Byrie. So we have a great team behind us. Obviously, we have some fantastic clients, thank God.
And when you started up that time in 2008, you know, could you see it going this far and expanding this far?
2008, we only took baby steps, really. We started with the hair. We just worked from there. We couldn't really see how big it was going to be. We were kind of slow. And then we saw that the location in Mount Hawk, that there was an opening for beauty. And we jumped on that. And actually, we have a Pilates studio upstairs, which is very handy. Niall Lucy runs that. So the clients have everything from head to toe in the one building, which is great.
Absolutely, that's amazing. Well, look, Claire, we are going to leave it there. Look, a massive congratulations to you again. Best Beauty Salon in all of County Kerry in the Best of Kerry Awards. Congratulations to yourself and to all of your team.
Thank you very much, Mary, and thank you to Radio Kerry. It's amazing the amount of clients that listen to Radio Kerry and voted for us. Thank you so much to all of you.
And the best of luck with your grand opening in Fireys on Friday as well.
Well, thank you, Mary. Fingers crossed to be a good night. Brilliant. Thank you.
Claire Murphy there, owner of Expose Beauty Lounge and Hair Studio, winner of the Best Beauty Salon Award at the Best of Kerry Awards 2022.